Democratic State Senator Brandon Schaefer wanted a full audit of the state's online education system after reports last fall from KUNC and other media outlets. One question was why the state's largest online school, Colorado Virtual Academy, was sending 77 cents out of every taxpayer dollar it received to the school's for-profit management company, K-12 Inc. But the motion quickly failed.
Senator Renfro?
No.
Chair Tucktrop?
Aye. And that motion dies on a tie vote. Thank you.
Schaefer vowed to spearhead legislation after that failed audit, but says there wasn't much appetite among legislators for an oversight bill. There was one bill that was drafted on the topic, but never introduced in committee. The bottom line, according to Schaefer, was that without an audit, schools and legislators couldn't agree on where to start the discussion.
There's very little agreement about what the baseline facts are. Again, that's why I come back to the audit request. I think that that was a good way to establish what that baseline really is and then go from there.
Online is here to stay. Online will continue to improve, and online will continue to attract students.
That's Republican State Senator Keith King, after an iNews report said that half of Colorado's online K-12 students leave within a year, many returning to brick-and-mortar schools. King floated legislation that would have allowed school districts to apply for more funding if their student counts were different at the end of the year. Right now, funding is based off of one-count date in the fall. But a Colorado Legislative Council report found a much smaller percentage of students were leaving the state's online K-12 schools.
There is no significant evidence that says that online schools are negatively impacting other schools in the state of Colorado.
Ultimately, the funding bill died last week. One successful piece of legislation will study digital learning in classrooms. Governor Hickenlooper is expected to sign House Bill 1124, which would commission a study to look at 13 areas, including the quality of current online learning programs.
We're going to have a ton of really good data.
While we won't see the results of the digital learning survey this year, Colorado Department of Education's Amy Anderson says two other studies looking at online K-12 schools will be available this October. One would look at the experience of kids, teachers, and students in the state's 22 multi-district programs. Another in-depth study may settle the debate about just how many students start and then leave online K-12 schools throughout the year.
And so really doing a closer look at cohorts of students, and then doing some comparison of similar students in terms of at-risk factors and demographics and some other things who've been in brick-and-mortar schools, and comparing what that experience has looked like compared to that of the online student.
Perhaps the biggest education issue that impacts both online and brick-and-mortar schools is changing the state's single count date that determines funding. That could involve multiple census dates throughout the year, or it could look dramatically different. One idea from online K-12 school leaders is so-called backpack funding. Judith Stokes is president of the Colorado Cyber Schools Association.
Dollars following students rather than going to districts may be the direction that will allow greater freedom for students to choose the courses that will best meet their needs, whether it be in an online delivery method or in a traditional setting.
From a legislative standpoint, multiple census dates may be an easier pill to swallow. Looming over the conversation is the court case Lobato versus the state of Colorado, which is challenging how the state funds K-12 schools. With money becoming more scarce and questions about profits by some online K-12 management companies, State Senator Brandon Schaefer says he'd still like to see an audit of what it actually costs to run an online school.
That's got to be less, you know, than a brick-and-mortar school where you have a complete staff and you've got busing and you've got all of the needs of keeping the lights on in that school. So what is that cost?
That's a question that will be left to the Colorado Department of Education and legislators to tackle next session. But Senators Schaefer and King won't be there due to term limits. And with nearly one-third of the state legislature not returning due to similar reasons, the debate and the issues could look very different next year. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.